Relations have been tense between Petersburg and the district attorney's office in Juneau for a while. Over the past year, local officials have repeatedly complained that state prosecutors have been dismissing or making plea deals for too many criminal cases. But at the start of this meeting, City Manager Steve Giesbrecht acknowledged the city and the state disagreed over the dismissal statistics.
The real issue, though, was, from Petersburg's perspective, was the hope that we can improve communication between the two offices to do a better job here in town.
Petersburg City Council recently voiced its concerns in a couple of letters to Governor Sean Parnell and invited him or a representative to this event. It was held in the school's auditorium. The 50 or so people who turned out would have just about filled the smaller council chambers. Deputy Attorney General Rick Zavodny was there on the administration's behalf.
I think the purpose of this meeting in this discussion this evening is to how the Department of Law through the Juneau District Attorney's Office can better serve the people of Petersburg.
While it was a council meeting, most of the comments and questions for Zavodny came from audience members like longtime mental health clinician Kim Kilkenny.
One thing that I deal with on a daily basis is people who are victims of trauma where they didn't get justice. Their case was dismissed for not enough evidence. They didn't get to talk to their DA prior to the trial. So they're feeling victimized again. They don't feel like they have a voice, and they definitely didn't get any kind of representation when they were dealing with that.
That issue struck a chord with Zavodny.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because if victims aren't being heard at sentencing, you know, we're falling down. We, the DA's offices, are falling down on the job, because we're supposed to be making sure, and the judges are supposed to be making sure that the victims have an opportunity to be heard.
A lot of the local concerns were prompted by problems of underage drinking and drug use. Police Chief Jim Agner asserted that kids caught drinking in Petersburg have actually faced more severe consequences than the adults that bought them the stuff. He pointed to a case where a teenager almost died from alcohol poisoning.
This is a small town. We know what happened or where it came from, but the case didn't go through. And so what happened is that as a result of seven of these cases, the community came together and they wanted action in this venue, because the point is the adults that are furnishing alcohol to children should at least be getting some kind of punishment that at least somehow equates evenly for how much trouble that the children are going through.
Alaska's judicial branch of government was represented by Superior Court Judge William Carey of Ketchikan, who sat up on the stage as well. Carey pointed out there are many reasons why a case may be dropped, but he said the court's interest was not the number of dismissals.
The issue, as we see it, is that, and from my experience, my long experience here in Petersburg, is that the administration of justice is helped by having a DA here to the extent it's possible. It helps to move cases along. It helps with a lot of judicial efficiency. I think it engenders trust in the community, and I hope that this meeting will have some effect in this regard.
Carey expressed hope that there would be more of a presence from the DA's office in the future. The handful of days prosecutors actually spend in town each year is part of the concern for locals. Presbyterian pastor Bob Carter described a local perception that the DA's office won't put much effort into certain types of cases.
And the problem is that you almost at some point have people who say, you know what, as long as I can play the game and stay on the threshold, I can get by with something. And that becomes a very, to me, dangerous precedent.
The issue has been a big deal for school officials like Superintendent Rob Thomason, who posed this question to the Deputy Attorney General.
What consultation takes place or can take place between local representatives and the district attorney prior to sentencing hearings? In my line of business, surprises are an unwelcome entity. I don't like to surprise parents, and I don't like to be surprised by parents. If I have information, I can respond appropriately. If they have information, they respect my decisions.
In response, Zavodny had this to say.
Prosecutors are responsive. You know, they get a police report, and they respond. They make a charging decision, and they respond to motions that are filed and all that. So kind of our whole lives are as prosecutors, are responsive. And it's very difficult to be active.
Zavodny added that one area the DA's office could be more active is in dealing with the schools. He offered to have a prosecutor visit at some point to talk to students about the importance of attending school. That wasn't the issue for Thomason, who pointed out from his seat in the audience that local schools have an excellent attendance rate. But that question he had asked cut to the heart of the matter for locals who say there has been a serious lack of communication and consultation between the DA and local police. The DA's office that serves Petersburg also covers Juneau and many smaller communities throughout northern southeast Alaska, which is why locals urge the state to hire more staff or at least devote more time to the community. Carly Beyer is a secretary at the high school.
We're asking you to bring those people here to save this city. We can't do it all. You know, you get these kids who have their third and fourth MIPs washed away, you know, and then they come to school and they see me and I'm like, why are you not in jail? We're not in jail because they threw it out.
A couple of people in the audience, including Harold Medallin, raised concerns about local police and state troopers rather than the DA. Medallin argued that they could sometimes be overzealous or not zealous enough in pursuing crime. For instance, he thought police put too much emphasis on underage drinking.
Somebody steals my skiff, I'd love to see them go to jail. But I, as far as charging these kids and getting them in the system at a young age just because they drank a little beer, I don't think that is really the right thing. And maybe the rest of the community does, but I don't.
One audience member questioned whether a community could set stricter sentencing guidelines in the state. The deputy attorney general said there was nothing stopping Petersburg from actually hiring its own local prosecutor who would be able to at least prosecute misdemeanor cases.
Obviously, if you hire your own DA and you don't like the agreements that they're making, then you can fire him or her. So it can be done, and certainly the municipality of Anchorage, more than half of the cases or half the cases in Anchorage are prosecuted by the municipality.
That idea appealed somewhat to City Councilor Don Koenigs, but whomever makes the hire, he thought the state should provide more support.
Perhaps maybe we could combine the community of Cake, Petersburg, and Wrangell to be served by a district attorney and staff. If that can't be done, then maybe the city of Petersburg should seek funding from the legislature and take your suggestion that we hire our own DA and see justice done this way.
The deputy attorney general agreed that more staff would help by making caseloads smaller, allowing prosecutors more time to focus on each case. He didn't say yes to hiring more staff, and he didn't say no. He suggested the department could at least look at making some changes in which DA's office covers Petersburg. However, Zavodny also emphasized that as a statewide official, he needed to look at where the need was the greatest. Prosecutors are spread more thinly in some other parts of the state, according to Zavodny. For example, he had earlier noted that the Bethel office had 7 prosecutors, covering about 60 villages in an area the size of Oregon. The meeting closed on a note of statewide concern. Sonny Rice, an advocate for victims of domestic violence in town, highlighted the fact that Petersburg has wholeheartedly participated in the governor's Choose Respect campaign against domestic violence.
So I'd just like to make a request that in the spirit of this Choose Respect campaign, your office make a specific inquiry into the impacts on domestic violence cases of limited district attorney coverage.
Zavodny replied, absolutely. I'm Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg.